If you want a verse in the Bible that is a mini Bible, John 3:16. All of the love of God, the fullness of God, can be found in John 3:16. For God so loved. You and I are dealing right now with a world of hatred and bitterness and pure evil existing. But it's nothing new, folks. It's nothing new. Every generation has to deal with the prevalent evil of that time. Everyone. But the remedy remains the same. God, His love. He sent His one and only begotten Son. But there is within the world, Satan is using a fad. We call them fads. And the problem is, the question that I will ask you, are you a fad or faith-based Christian? And let me read to you a definition of fad. An intense and widely shared enthusiasm for something, especially one that is short-lived and without basis in the object's qualities. Think of the fads that you've watched come and go. The one that always drove me crazy is, you remember the pet rock? When you grow up in the country and walking in the creeks and the shallow parts of the rivers, and you see all of those rocks, some of them are beautiful, of course, as the water runs over them. And then you go to a store and you notice they're selling them. A rock. Pet rock, $15. And I'm thinking, Lord, $15 for a rock that you gave to us for nothing. Well, that fad kicks in so often in our relationship or in our worship to God. Fad of faith. I've watched from generation to generation the change in fads within the churches. The church fad would be something that, whether it's a special study, that's a fad for the time. Don't put your faith in that study. Put your faith in what is real, Jesus Christ. It's not a fad that brings people to Jesus. It's His Holy Spirit that brings people to Jesus. But we watch generation after generation. And I listen to all the fussing and moaning. Well, the music's too loud. The music's too quiet. Is that all you all do? Sing those old-time songs? Those old-time songs are for the old times. And you go over and over again, watch church after church. And I'm not downing this. I'm just saying, look at it. When the fad kicked in for Christian Life Centers, that sounds tremendous and it is great. Many people, I pray, have been won to Christ, but you're not won to Christ through a Christian Life Center. And then everybody says, oh, we've got it at the church now. We can go walking. Who kept you from walking anywhere else? Well, yes, but it's warm and it's nice. That's fine and it's great as long as it is maintained as a faith-based ministry. But what happens? Pretty soon those who walk, I just got bored with walking. Those who were getting in shape, it's obvious some of us got bored with trying to stay in shape. But those fads will come and they will go. Faith never leaves. The faith that is in your heart is a gift from Almighty God. Throughout eternity, the Christian will understand faith, and we will meet the one who happens to be the object of that faith. And it's not short-lived. Christianity is not based on fads. The latter, the music, the latest one a few years here now has been the we want to put a focus on the, and it just left my mind. Reckon maybe that my focus couldn't last because of it? Do you think maybe that sometimes, well, I can't remember really, did that, wonder why? It was a fad. People saying, I want a high impact church. We're going to go out here and we're going to begin a high impact church. The definition of a high impact church, according to some of my friends, is the music's louder. Now, we can't get much louder in here when Brother Randy starts preaching and singing at the same time. But what we do understand is this. The focus should be on who Jesus is, not on what a program is, not on where you're seated, not on where you're walking. It should be on Him, who He is. And He says to you and to me, I love you. I've come. I'm real. I will never pass away. Oh, by the way, Christian, neither will you. By the way, person who does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're never going to pass away either. For everyone was created to never die. So why death? Without us leaving this body, we could not come in the presence of God. So I have to shed this body. Paul said, you know, exercise is good. But exercise is not your answer. It is faith in Jesus. God's Word giving us that strength. But too many are wanting the quick fix. We become quick fix fad Christians. What does that mean? Oh, I've read this scripture and it says, whatever you ask for in my name, believing you will get it. And then people get all excited and said, that's great. Lord, I want health and I want wealth. And through my patience, Lord, I want it now. Because I read it in the scripture. Keep reading. Pay attention. The recipient of faith and God's love. When do you get it? When you don't care if you have it. When you don't care about it. When it is not the reason or the fad that put you in a church pew or put you in a business realm. Doesn't matter what it is in life. When we focus on our dependency on something that is short-lived, there's got to be a reason for the thing short-lived. Now, for us grandparents, we notice our grandkids always love buying your children, you know, the games or whatever they wanted, Christmas time and all. And the gifts today, you know, starting at maybe $100 or up to $500 to $1,000. And then look at games that $50, $75. Oh, I've already accomplished that one. That's boring. Do you know what will never become boring to you? The Word of God. When you focus your heart in that Word, the Word of Christ gives us direction. The Word of Christ, those words in red, the words that empower us, He said, I'm giving them to you for that empowerment. My Word. Not whether or not you can preach or teach, Not even whether or not you have the ability to read. I don't have to know how to read to become a Christian. See, there's no limits to what Christ gives us. And he said, all I want you to do, I want you to focus on faith in me. Here's your problem with the fad. You ready? James 1, verses 4 through 8. Now, pay attention to verse 4, the first word. Here's a problem with fads. Perseverance. Well, when it comes to a fad, there's no such thing as perseverance. Sometimes it's not going to last more than 10 minutes, especially when you buy it for exercising and all of that, and then you're looking at it and thinking, wonder what idiot bought that thing, because it's going to kill me before I can get in better shape. Perseverance. That's what goes on in faith. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If I want to be mature in Christ, I must persevere in His Word. Yeah, but you know, I'm having a hard time persevering. Christian, ask the Holy Spirit. Pray unto our Savior and say, Lord, give me the strength to persevere. You will find throughout the words in red, perseverance of the saints. Perseverance of the saints. Oh, does that mean then that if you're a Christian, you're perfect? Nope. That's why perseverance is so important. When we realize that we're not that, not only we're not perfect, we're not doing that hot and anything going on with us right now. And you will see that throughout our life. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. Oh, so you mean I could go to the Lord in prayer and he will give to me and not find fault in me? Your friends will find fault. Well, I love you, brother, but now let me tell you some of your shortcomings. Oh, you don't need to do that. Here, I have a list of them. I've been given those shortcomings over my whole life. Read them off and pick the ones you think. Our lives are full of shortcomings. We haven't arrived yet. But Jesus has. Jesus has finished his work. And he said, okay, it's complete, and one of these days I'm coming back to seal the book. Woo! I'm coming back to get you, to bring you home with me, and it will be given to him. Ask, I'll find no fault in you, and I'll give you what you ask for. But now, listen, I'm starting at verse 6. Here's the danger of a fad. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. That's called faith. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Well, today I believe Jesus is my salvation. Tomorrow I believe an angel is my salvation. The next day I'll believe that walking in that building is my salvation. No, that's a double-minded man. We must be stable in our faith in who Jesus is. It's a person. He, Jesus Christ, gave us his person inside of us. We know as God's Holy Spirit. He must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Well, I feel good today. Well, I've been gone for about 2 or 3 months because I got to where it didn't feel good to come to church. Your sermons are too loud, preacher. You said things in that pulpit that are rough. Now, I know you're reading it from Scripture, but you know that stuff can get rough. The old churches, we call it stepping on our toes. Remember that? Don't hear much of that nowadays. That man, here's the one who doubts, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, listen, and unstable in all he does. You want to know who a double-minded individual is? Obviously, look at their life. They're unstable in everything they go to do. Doesn't matter today, you know, I'm feeling good. Today, I'll sing praises for God. Well, tomorrow, no, you know, I think I just need a little more experience in the secular realm. Our problem is we have all the experience in the secular realm, folks, that we can handle. It's called work, and it's called weekdays, and it's called Saturday. And yet on a Sunday, when we set aside a time to really praise God and thank Him that He blessed us to get through that week, our family safe, food on the table, while we can even buy a bag of popcorn if we want to. Who gave me that? That's who Jesus is. You want to see a satisfied man? Satisfied woman, look at the individual, the family, the individual, period, that has food on the table, a place to sleep in peace, and family can get together. What else is there? Well, if I had more money, I'd give more to God. No, you wouldn't. If you won't give a dime out of a dollar, you sure won't give any out of more dollars. That's not it. It's never been about money. It's about eternity. It's about love. It's about peace in my spirit. Oh, Brother Larry, do you have peace of mind? No. I don't have peace of mind because my mind changes. Do you ever change your mind? I look at individuals and I will say one thing about what's going on in their life, and before the day's over, God convicts me of what I thought. So peace of mind? How can I have peace of mind, folks, without Jesus? The only sanity that you and I will ever be able to hold on to, guaranteed, is what the world tells us we're crazy about. And that's Jesus. He is the only person. It is God's love, the only hope. And the Lord said, don't play with the fads, because you'll wash out with every wave and come back and you try something else to get closer to me. You cannot get any more of God in your heart than the day when you said, I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You got all of God you're ever going to get. You got all of Jesus you're ever going to get. You have been blessed to have His Holy Spirit indwell you. What do we want? Well, we want shiny things. Look at the stars. Huh? Beautiful, huh? Don't look at the sun, folks. But think about it. It's so bright, you can't look at it. Do you know that according to God's holy word, that the brightness of the light of Jesus is so bright no one will be able to stand in His presence? Think of that. And I'm going to deal with a fad? Throw the pet rocks away before the Lord comes, would you please? Larry, go down by the creek, I'll give you all you want. But what would Larry do? If I thought of it first, I'd have been selling them. Think of that. That's the human part of us. Our minds never seem humanly to ever be at peace. I know my mind never will. You know why? One reason I can tell you. I know that there's people that don't know Jesus yet. And I cannot have peace of mind. Oh, I have no doubt of my eternity. with Christ. But it breaks my heart to know that such a gift given to us is rejected by so many. And that gift has been nothing but a fad for so many who are even church members. I remember in the 70s and 80s, I can remember further back, but the businessman would always look for the largest church in the community, and they would join that church for business purposes. But I can serve the same God. Yes, you can. I can serve the same God also out on a lake fishing. That's not the question. Can I do it? You better believe I can. But do I do it? And before you get up in the air and say, yep, you fishermen, let me tell you something. A lot of folks will walk into the church and sit in a pew and never worship. Well, I'm here. Lord, count me present. It's not the pew you're setting in. It's the hand that you've rested in. It's the love that you trust. Whether you're in the field, in a parking lot, at work, doesn't matter. You can even shout at work anymore. People do that all the time, and they say, oh, they're probably high on something. It's about time maybe we get high on Jesus and get so excited that we will become fanatics. I'm not going to ask how many people are going to be watching TV tonight. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not a thing wrong. I don't know where preachers come up. That's sin. Oh, good gracious. Get a life, people. I don't even watch sports. But why would it bother me or the Lord to see us get excited? It's about time we got excited over something, isn't it? Christianity is faith-based, powered by Christ for a purpose. You see it? To defeat the world. It's not one, maybe you can. That is not what faith is about. It's not a maybe. That's that stuff James talked about going back and forth in the ocean, just like a wave. Today I'm for Jesus, tomorrow maybe there's another way. That's garbage. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. Every child of God, now listen to this promise. Every child of God can defeat the world. Huh. And it is our faith that gives us this victory. Okay? No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Larry, do you want to defeat the world? Lord, I know that I can't. Good. I'm here to tell you that I can. Trust me. How do I even know that? Do you ever read the Bible? Tremendous book. You will see all those who've had faith were victorious in all they did. And every time, whether it was the Hebrew nation or not, every time they turned a back on God, they lost. We ought to be able to connect the dots in our life as Christians. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Victory in Jesus. We sang it. Sounds great. Do we believe it? Jesus gives us promise after promise after promise. So if I do not step out on faith and claim that promise, why should I expect victory? Why would it matter to me how much I have if I don't thank God for what little I have? What good does it do a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What profit a man? Where's the profit in that? Proverbs 28:20, great proverb. A faithful man will be richly blessed. Folks, when the Lord says this will happen, count on it already happening. When He says, follow Me, I'm going to make you fishers of men, it doesn't matter whether you understand that or not. The key is follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. He will never lead us into the wrong curve. He will never allow evil to defeat us when we're following Him. If Jesus ain't going, Christian, don't you go. You got it? As a Christian, we depend on who Jesus is, not on how great we are as followers, because we're not too hot. You and I need to understand, faith is not fad-based. And if your faith is fad-based, you got a big-time problem. You may be multi-wealthy because of a gift from the world. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with anything you have here on earth when you enter the gates of eternity? What are you going to do with it? The blessings you will find in your life today are based on that you give away. God says, I will see you as you really are. I will look to your heart. He's never too far. He's always ready to grasp and to hold. His word is so powerful and so bold that it breaks us down out of pure love, the only love that's from above. He says, I can give you no more. I've given you all because I love you. I cherish you. You don't have to fall. The world has nothing for you and me. The love of God is all we need. He has warned us. He has blessed us. He has touched us galore to the point that I don't have to worry anymore. It's a gift from God. A gift you should cherish. It's His only Son. His only Son came so we would never perish. That's His love. It's faith in Him, not in herself or anyone else. May the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be upon each of us, as all we need to do is stand and accept the best He prepared for us. Pray. Heavenly Father, we lift our heart to You, because we know, Lord, that Your word is always true. It is Your love that'll get us through. The strength, Heavenly Father, that comes from You. Help us to trust more in Your holy word. Oh, Father, forgive us our trespasses as we seek to look beyond the trespasses of others. Give us the wisdom that only You can give. Thank You, Father, for Jesus and Your heart to forgive. We ask the blessing now, Father, upon each who listens, upon our congregation and their family. Protection, Father, I pray, as You watch over each one night and day. Deliver us, Father, from the hands of evil, that we walk home with You. Lord, we just don't know what to do without that great love that comes from You. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.